Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson, also on KOALITV.com. Joining me today, I have David Safford and Zephan Johnson. They are with Lost and Found Ministries and Thrift Store. We're going to talk about all the great things that they've got going on up there at the store and as far as the ministry and everything they do. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Dave, we're going to kind of talk with you first, and let's discuss everything that kind of goes on up there, what Lost and Found Ministries is about, how long you guys have been around.
So we started the store in December of 2017. We minister to the lost and the broken, people who struggle with addiction, hurts, habits, hang-ups. We've had a lot of success since we started. We've sent 67 people to treatment. These treatment programs, they're faith-based programs. They have a very high success rate because they focus on the spiritual battle rather than the chemical. And so we also have groups there at the store, upstairs of the store. They're the people who are coming to our groups continuously. We're about 75% success rate.
And you offer rehabilitative services or get them involved with programs that are going to help them. That's kind of what you guys do there, correct?
Yes.
So we were talking a little bit off the air about the fact that, everybody has heard and everybody has known, and that's a great thing, too, about the opioid crisis in the area, in Carbon and Emery counties. And you said that you haven't noticed it necessarily maybe getting a little bit better, but you've noticed more awareness. And that's probably the one thing that people need to focus on the most anyway, correct?
Yes. Well, this is a community problem. It's going to take the community to make a difference, and there's a lot of people out there that are making a difference right now.
Okay, so if someone wants to get help, if they need to get some help, or just have questions that they want answered, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call me on my personal line, 435-287-5120.
And you can kind of guide them through it and help. You said that you actually are working on transitional housing right now as well.
Yes. Yeah, we're working on getting a transitional housing here. We've housed a number of people coming straight out of Carbon County Jail. We're seeing a lot of success in that program. And so, everything that we do is funded by what comes out of the store. So.
And that is a great segue to the next section. We're going to talk to Zephan Johnson now. Zephan, you are the manager of the thrift store, correct?
Yes.
So what kind of merchandise, what kind of items and things do you guys take up there?
We take everything from knickknacks, clothes. We have a lot of clothes that come in. Electronics, books, like the things that we don't take are like mattresses, the box TVs, stuff like that, we take all kinds of furniture, anything that we can just kind of turn around, make a profit, and send somebody to faith-based rehab, you know.
Okay, and you also said that, and Dave and I were talking about this, you are a graduate of one of the programs, correct?
Yes.
So why don't you talk a little bit about your experience with Lost and Found Ministries?
So I've struggled in and out of addiction for 13 years, and it was more of not so much an addiction. I was just a user. Whatever I could get my hands on, I had this empty hole that I just would try to stuff whatever I could in to satisfy me for that little bit of time. When I got a part of this program and got filled that spiritual need of mine, I was instantly done and just came up to Lost and Found, plugged in with Davey, and it's been amazing. I've got to speak in front of the state legislator. I've got my whole life is different, one of the things I'm doing now I never thought I'd be a part of, and it's amazing because I've always wanted to help people, but now I truly get to help. you know.
And Dave and I were also talking off the air. You have to have that you're going to hit rock bottom, and something that makes you want to change. And you got there, and Dave was lucky enough to be there to give you a hand.
Yes, yeah. It's you know, it's at the lowest point is when you're ready to surrender, because it's, you know, you still, if you got a little bit of pride or a little bit of, you know, it's when you were really broken, you know, and ready, you know, and just look, I've tried every other avenue basically, and you know, this one is the one that works. It's the same with the guys in, you know, that come out of jail and stuff that we're helping out. Some of them, it's the longest they've ever been sober. You know, one guy we had, it came up on a year, you know. A lot of his time, he was locked up for that year, but like he said, he says, I would have already went out and used by now, you know. And he's, you know, just making leap, growing by leaps and bounds.
Very good. All right. Now, if anybody wants to, they just need to take it. Why don't you give them the address so they can take donations and stuff to the store?
So it's 275 North Main Street in Helper. Just right there. Just drop it off at the second door underneath the little awning there if we're not there. But our hours are from 11 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. You know, I'm always usually there, or we have somebody else volunteer once in a while. And that's another thing, is we could use volunteers all the time. You know, it's an amazing program to be a part of. You know, just come out and help us. You know, come help us make a difference in our community.
Right, and the items are one thing, but time is another big thing. And everybody has time. Everybody can make time to go and take care of this.
Yes, amen.
And then also, if they are interested in cash donations, they can go to the Mountain America Credit Union, correct? And
yes.
there is an account set up for Lost and Found Ministries.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Dave, we're going to come back to you and get some more contact information from you. Just kind of let people know great ways to get in touch with you. You guys have a great Facebook page. It seems like it's always updated.
Yeah.
And then your phone number one more time, and the phone number up there at the store.
So my phone number is 435-287-5120, and the store phone number is 435-472-0177.
Okay, guys, thanks so much for coming in this morning, and thanks for all that you're doing for the community. We really appreciate it, and it's very well needed.
And thank you guys for supporting us, and thank the community for supporting us as well.
Amen.
And that's what we're here for. That's one great thing about Carbon County is you can always count on them to rally around a cause. It's a great thing about living in a small town. Okay, now for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.